Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Susana Mendoza, our state comptroller's on the phone line. Now that we've got a budget, she probably wants to call in on the bright side and tell us what her good news is. Susana, this is John. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much.
What is the definition of your job? What are you supposed to do?
Well, I'm supposed to manage the state's fiscal accounts. That is the official responsibility. But over the last 7 months that I've been in office, it's been more of a trauma center for the state of Illinois, and we've been triaging all the victims of the budget impasse. So I'm glad that right now, with the passage of a budget, while it's far from perfect, very imperfect, as a matter of fact, but nonetheless, it stops the hemorrhaging, and we're going to go from being the main trauma center of the state to more like a room for stabilization and eventually, hopefully, a recovery room.
It's an interesting analysis. I want to ask you a little bit about what bills get paid and in what order, but what's your problem with this, Susana? You're not thrilled about this. What's wrong with it?
No, I'm happy that we have a budget because it puts a cap to the deficit spending that was just running wild over the last 2 years. The problem, though, is that we still have a bill backlog of $15 billion that has to be addressed. That was the result of not having a budget over the last 2 years, and unfortunately, you know, the governor inherited a mess, and so what happened before him is not, you know, on him. But unfortunately, rather than fixing it, just over the last 2 years alone, he's more than tripled the backlog of bills to what is now $15 billion. And we don't have the revenue, even with the increase in the income taxes and even with additional borrowing. We're still going to be handling how we pay down that bill backlog over a matter of many years, not just, you know, one budget cycle.
Yeah. What would you have preferred to see?
I would have preferred to see a budget in year one of the Rauner administration, not in year three, because then we would not have a $15 billion bill backlog. And, you know, it's a lot of could have, would have, should have, but they're under no circumstances should any state in the country go an entire year without a budget. It is a recipe for disaster. And, you know, our universities, five of them now, places like Carbondale, Illinois, Southern Illinois University, you never would have thought they'd be in junk bond status, but that is all a direct result of the budget impasse. And there's five universities like that. Last year, we lost 16,000 college-bound kids to out-of-state schools, a net loss of 16,000 kids, because their parents don't know if the universities are still going to be around. Thankfully, with this budget, they will be around, but nobody should have to go through that type of instability or unpredictability when deciding where to go to school.
What does this do to our bond rating, our status? At what percentage rate will Illinois be borrowing money?
Well, we don't know because that changes, you know, on a daily basis, but it's going to be terrible. So for folks who maybe haven't been following this as closely, it's kind of the equivalent of if you had perfect credit, you can go buy a car at 0% interest. If you have terrible credit, you know, you owe everyone and your grandmother money, you're going to have terrible credit rating. You go to try to buy a car. If you're even lucky enough that someone is willing to lend you money,
right,
it might be at like 30%, right? So this is the state of the state's finances. Our credit it almost couldn't be worse, but, you know, it actually could be worse. And we were at the brink of it going into junk bond status had this budget not passed yesterday. So
I remember seeing
with all its warts.
Yeah.
It's still good that it passed, you know,
right,
what I mean? Even with all the warts.
Sure, understood. And I don't remember now if this was a city or county, but I think it was a state issue that instead of borrowing it at 1% or 1-something, we're borrowing it at 6 or 6-something.
The city. Yeah, the city. I mean, it was because of they had to take out the loan because the state hadn't been paying the money that they needed to open schools up on time, right? So they had to go back to the bond market. And, you know, when your credit is already junk, you're not the one in the driver's seat. The lenders are. And, you know, basically Illinois is at a point where we have to hope that there are predatory lenders out there that want to offer us money because we still have to pay these bills. But it's the worst of circumstances, and it was completely avoidable. If we would have had a budget in place a year ago, even if it wasn't perfect, it still would have prevented us from getting into a position where we are now $15 billion behind on paying the bills. And that rounder backlog is going to cost taxpayers money for many, many years to come. That's just the truth.
Well, you can call that the rounder backlog, and I respect that. I appreciate that. I mean, I think we're all frustrated with the governor. We're also frustrated with Mike Madigan and the Democrats. And I know we all have our own partisan views on these things, but I think it's on both of them. I am just as mad at Mike Madigan, who's been there a lot longer than Bruce Rauner.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of blame to go around. And like I said, Democrats and Republicans. And I think that the governor's made a good he's really tried to drive it into everybody's brain that this 32%, you know, he calls it the Madigan tax. But I would just argue that had he done his job in year one, we wouldn't need this 32%, which, by the way, is the very same rate that the governor stipulated as part of his negotiations to even start talking about this.
One last thing. Who gets
that? What I can tell you, though, just to finish this point, is that when Governor Rauner took office in 2015, the state had been paying down the bill backlog, and it had gotten down to $5 billion. That's math. It's not Democratic or Republican. That's just math. When he took office, that bill backlog, as a result of no budget for 2 years under his leadership, has now tripled. It's gone from, he wants to talk about a 32% increase in the tax. How about we needed that, unfortunately, to deal with the 200% increase in the bill backlog. So he has to take responsibility for what happened under his watch. Certainly the speaker has plenty of responsibility, as does anybody that served in office. I'll even say myself included. But, you know, we have to acknowledge that in order to do things better, we've got to come to the table in good faith and actually figure out how are we going to triage, to not spend beyond our means. When you're a fiscal conservative, the governor explained to me how it's okay that the state of Illinois has been operating at $600 million deficit a month under his leadership. That's not being fiscally conservative. That's running us into the red.
Susanna, my last question for you, I just have about 45 seconds here, is who gets paid first? Or can you give me an example of how now expedited monies are going to go back to the people?
Sure. So remember that we're not going to get these revenues in for a few months because the tax literally just passed. It takes a while to start collecting that revenue. So it's not like we have this big influx of cash. But what we do is have the ability through a budget to tap into some funds that were sitting there collecting revenue for things like higher education, MAP grants, things of that nature, that we can now actually take some of those hundreds of millions of dollars and give them to these starving universities so that they can make their debt service payments and not get further deeper into junk status. That's been going to be one of the top priorities.
Susanna Mendoza, State Comptroller, appreciate your time. I know you're having a busy day. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much. Have a great one. Bye-bye.